Hello, everybody out there on farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM.
Somewhere in the heartland, a child is sitting down to breakfast, which is why a farmer is rising for a 15-hour day, and a trucker is beginning a 5-day journey, and ADM is turning corn and wheat, soy and cocoa beans into your favorite foods. Somewhere in the heartland, a child is sitting down to breakfast, which is why so many work so long and take their job to heart. ADM, resourceful by nature.
ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. For those of us in the farming business, our highest priority is to produce a product and sell it at a profit. Otherwise, we won't stay in business. We may be raising cattle or pigs, corn or rice or whatever, but we're never happy when some outside force starts stealing our livelihood. The Endangered Species Act made it possible for preservation extremists, mostly from the East, to close down farming operations to save the kangaroo rat in the West. Yes, to save a rat. Now, to me, the only good rat is a dead rat. And now they're trying to take more land out of business to save the sage grouse, even though the bird is hunted in 15 states. Remember the gray wolves that were transplanted into Idaho and Montana, and now they prey on cattle and sheep? Well, who needs that kind of government-imposed threat to their family business? The interesting story here is how a group of commissioners from the western counties that had been victimized by the eastern animal rights lovers are now turning the tables. Here in the East, we have recently discovered the ugly, Asian-bred, carnivorous snakehead fish. Now, this fish can, of course, swim, but can also crawl across land to infect the next lake and stream. The snakehead is a serious threat to all other fish. But the commissioners are saying, never mind, it must be protected. And they have petitioned to put it on the endangered species list. And now they ask, how does a shoe fit when you have to wear it yourself? Well, the advocates counter that the snakehead has been declared an injurious species. Of course, the next question must be, the wolf and the grizzly bear are not injurious species? These commissioners are having a little fun with this, but the Wildlife Federation fails to see the humor. I think it's funny. Anyway, until next week, I am John Block from Washington.